Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Fahad Subhan, date of birth 3-2-1970, date of procedures December 27, 2023. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO, referring physicians, Dr. Jeffrey Carr. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colon cancer screening, comma, history of poor and suboptimal prep. Description of procedure, informed consent obtained period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient prior to the patient's brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care prior to digital rectal exam was run, prior to well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillial orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum, period of retroflexy was obtained. Of the rectum period. Please go back to the area between the confluence of the folds period and careful examination made of the cecum. And in between there, right, the terminal ileum was also evaluated period. Back to the end, the patient tolerated, Boston Bowel Prep score was good with a Boston Bowel Prep score of 7-2-3-2 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Period withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings: number one, Boston Bowel Prep score of 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line, the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum were evaluated and appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was 2 diminutive sessile descending colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was another sigmoid colon approximately 8 millimeter polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis on the left side. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids are noted that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.